In small rural towns across the Mountain West, big box stores are a vital part of the community. It's where you get everything, from your groceries to your big screen TVs or even your puffy winter coat. It's also where you can get your prescription medications. So the small community of Bridger Valley in Wyoming was alarmed when it heard that Shopko was closing down all of its stores, including theirs. That's when one guy in the community sprang into action. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie spent the day with him.
Bridger Valley isn't much of a valley. It's pretty flat, frozen rangeland. The kind of place where you can spend a spring afternoon watching a winter storm roll in across the sagebrush desert. That's what's happening right now as Bryce Habel gets into the driver's seat of his Toyota Highlander.
Yeah, it's kind of weird weather we're having, though.
For really April. Weird weather.
Ice pellets are falling from the sky. Habel pulls out of his driveway and heads towards the main drag. We pass liquor stores, bowling alleys, and crusty drifts of snow on the side of the road. Feels like Bridger Valley is nearing the end of a really brutal winter, one made more severe because this community of a little more than 6,000 people is losing their local Shopko. Habel was a pharmacist there.
You know, one day, you know, things are going really good, and the next day you're, you know, you don't know what you're doing.
Habel's 30 years old. He's a family man with a wife and three children, and he's kind of the perfect stereotype of a small town pharmacist. Rosy cheeks, quiet, friendly. He loved his job at Shopko.
Being able to know people by name, and you know, they come in and you talk about their kids, you know, how they just had a surgery last month, how they're doing, you know, just being able to know people on a personal level.
But nationwide, Shopko couldn't compete with online retailers and bigger outlets like Walmart and Target. The Wisconsin-based chain filed for bankruptcy in January and plans to close what's left of its more than 360 stores by this summer. It's already shuttered many of its pharmacies, including the one Habel worked at in Bridger Valley. That pharmacy was the only one in town.
That just strikes me as a huge loss for the community when Shopko closed then.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely impacted us. Just because there wasn't another access to care around here.
Patients now have to drive 40 miles across windy, snowy, rural Wyoming to the towns of Kemmer or Evanston to get the drugs they need. We're driving those roads right now. Habel watches as the winter storm bowls over the open plain, dumping more ice pellets. He didn't like the idea of his patients driving on roads like this to get their insulin or asthma inhalers.
The roads are very unpredictable, whether they're open or not, or whether they're cleared.
Plus, he says some people can't drive. So around the same time the Shopko pharmacy closed and Habel lost his job, he and a couple of coworkers began making the trek themselves. They travel 80 miles round trip to nearby towns to pick up insulin, EpiPens, and heart medication for their former patients. They weren't getting paid.
We were doing this out of our own pocket.
And making the trip once or twice a week. But he says it was worth it.
We couldn't let them go without their insulin. We couldn't let them go without medications that's keeping them alive.
Habel says they decided their time and the $8 or so in gas money was worth it. But even they had limits. Habel wasn't getting paid and he had a family to support.
I would say it's definitely been one of the most stressful times of my life. Just the uncertainty of not knowing exactly what's going to happen, exactly what we're doing.
But then, out of the blue, he gets a job offer. It's as a pharmacist. It pays well, but there's a catch. He would have to leave Bridger Valley. And that was a real deal breaker.
Out here, I mean, people just, they care about you. They wave. Me and my wife have just fallen in love with it. And we want our kids to grow up in this environment.
Habel wanted to run his own pharmacy in Bridger Valley. The hospital in the nearby town of Kemmer really liked that idea, and it eventually came on board with the resources to make it happen. The pharmacy opens in May.
I think opening day. Some of the stress will go away.
Habel is excited to return to working behind a counter soon, filling out prescriptions and talking to the people living in Bridger Valley about their kids, life, health.
I mean, as a pharmacist, I care about people, and so that's, you know, that's just who I am.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Bridger Valley, Wyoming.